back to Libya. We want to compile a lot of conflicting reports that have been coming out of Libya concerning the confrontation or alleged confrontation between forces in Benghazi that are focused on the opposition, and of course Tripoli, where Colonel Gaddafi still has control. There's gunfire been heard in the capital, Tripoli, but a regime spokesman says no fighting there. State TV said troops have retaken control of some towns, including Zawiya, Misrata, and Tobruk, but reporters say there's little eyewitness evidence of any of it. The BBC correspondent in Libya, Kevin Connolly, has been finding out how this propaganda spreads.
You have probably heard it said that truth is the first casualty of war, except perhaps for the conflict here in Libya, where it failed to report for duty in the first place. This much at least is clear. The people of cities like Benghazi have thrown off the grotesque horrors and the petty humiliations of a dictatorship which was spiteful and stupid, murderous and mad, in equal measure. This is how you celebrate when you've spent your whole adult life in a country where you can face summary execution for criticizing the leader, or be instructed to move if the political commissar in your factory thinks you're standing too close to the great man's portrait. You would have to be dull of soul not to be exhilarated by the joy of freedom newly discovered and humbled by the simple desire to enjoy the life that we take for granted. Not just the freedom to change governments either, the freedom to be bored by them or annoyed by them or find them ridiculous. Beyond that, things are not so clear. Take what happened, for example, when an ammunition dump exploded on the edge of town here. It happened during a fireworks display, just to make things more confusing, the kind of thing I thought only happened in journalist training exam scenarios. This is a place of whisper and rumour at the best of times, and of course, these are not the best of times. It was, we were told, an air raid, then a ground attack by Gaddafi loyalists. They were 2 dead, 40, 17, 9, 17 again. The attackers had been captured, had escaped, had a helicopter. All this while it slowly emerged that a careless handling of ammunition in inexperienced hands was the likeliest cause. Was there really an air raid, you will ask? Well, the revolutionaries will say, it would be logical, wouldn't it? Does that mean it's true? Well, that depends who you ask. Cross-examining and cross-referencing help a little, of course, but in the age of the internet and the text message and Twitter book, seeing things with your own eyes still has a value. It was, of course, Muammar Gaddafi himself who, many years ago, dynamited the bridge that language is supposed to build between factual circumstances and truthful reporting. He claims his men bombed the ammunition store because it makes them sound more competent. The opposition say the same thing because it makes them sound more brutal. Libyans have a curious choice, not over what to believe, but over who to believe.
Is there an offensive against the opposition? Is the opposition moved against Gaddafi forces? Is the international community going to weigh in? Are they going to intervene? All the subject of rumor and speculation there. A challenge for BBC journalist Kevin Connolly reporting from Libya.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.